Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
63 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Clear.
63 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Clear.
63 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
61 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Clear.
61 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Clear.
59 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Clear.
59 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Clear.
61 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Clear.
68 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 09 hundred hours.
Clear.
64 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 10 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
72 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Good morning, WDAPKL here. Is there anyone around?
Good morning, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta Quebec. The name is Mike. I'm in Saginaw. I heard a station out there, but I didn't catch the call sign.
Oh, good morning, Mike. Name here, Bob. And the call sign, Whiskey Delta 8, Papa Kilowatt Lima. Have you tried using the D-Star repeater?
WZAPKL, KFAEDQ. Nice to meet you, Bob. I have not tried to use the D-Star repeater. As far as I know, I really don't know much about it. I've seen it on the voter, but I haven't used it myself.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I was calling about. I've got two radios here, both ICOMs, and they're both G-Star radios. And I can light the repeater off, but there's no audio that comes through there. And I don't get it.
Yeah, I'm pulling it up now. I don't think that you will get, you know, I don't know that much about G-Star. I'm pulling up the loader right now. Oh, no, you know, I don't think that this link works. Because it points to a kdac-gstar.mi6lan.net. I think that link is broken. So I don't know if the G-Star repeater works at all. Because I've never even tried to key it up before. But I imagine that you'd have to key up a... it might be like DMR where you have to key up a talk group in order for it to activate it or something like that.
Oh, okay. That is a reflector. And if that links down, that explains why it's not operating.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, it probably has no connection to the internet. I don't know. It says, I'm looking at the G-Star repeater resources for this particular repeater. And when you click on voter, the link is broken. I've tried to click that before, and I've been meaning to ask Ron about that, but I keep forgetting. So next time I see him or talk to him, I'll have to bring it up on the net or something.
Yeah, there's another fellow. There was one time, only once in the past 4 years, that I've talked to anyone on that, and it was Dave, W8DW. And I'll have to ask him about it. If anyone knows anything about it, I think that he sets it up in that. If there's something wrong, he'll let me know about it if I can catch him on the air sometime.
Yeah, I think you're correct. It looks like Dave sets up quite a bit of, you know, he's still active with the club and everything. So, yeah, I'm not familiar with the call sign, so I haven't heard you on the net, or I don't think I've seen you at the meeting. So, you know, but I think Dave would be a great resource to figure out what's going on with the D-Star repeater for sure. But I heard your call sign. Just wanted to shout out to you real quick. I can't talk real long because I'm in the middle of something. But, you know, good to hear you, Bob. Thanks for chiming in there. So I'll be clear on your final.
Oh, roger, Mike. Okay. Well, 7-3. Thanks a lot. I'll talk to you again sometime. WDAPKL. I'll go off to a different repeater, I guess.
Yeah, gotcha. WDAPKL. Yeah, I'm usually, if you're, you must be from the area unless you're using an Echo Link. I have more time to chat, during the evenings and stuff. So, like, I work from home, so I'm always listening to some radios on. And so I like to answer occasionally, especially it's Friday, so I'm trying to take it easy. But, yeah, on more, and I listen to MI1 and MI2 networks, the NAERL repeater. So, yeah, if you want to chat sometime, Bob, that'd be great. So, WD8PKL, KFAEDQ, I'll be clear. Have a great day, 7-3.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy, 72 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1200 hours.
Clear.
78 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1300 hours.
Cloudy.
79 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1400 hours.
Cloudy.
81 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
This is a Kilo Delta 8, Delta X-ray, KDA-DDA-DX, Saginaw, repeat. Kilo Delta 8, Delta X-ray, KDA-DX, Saginaw, repeat. KE8CX, WDA-NXL, Carroll, Michigan. How do you copy? QRZ from Kilo Delta 8, Delta X-ray. The name is Howard here. Howard, just outside of Saginaw, Thomas Township. So, they've given me a call several times again. So, go ahead from KE8CX.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
This is WDA-NXL, Whiskey Delta 8, X-ray, November X-ray, Lima. I'm sorry I didn't quite get your call complete. I guess a little bit of a stretch for me. It's a little static, but you're not coming in well. You're coming in pretty good, just a little static, a little weak, but, you know, that might be at my end, too. So, back to you, WDA-NXL. WDA-XL, I believe I have it right. Yeah, you're not real strong here, but the name here is Howard. Howard. That did not get your name either, so you're not real strong here, but I'm sitting on the third floor of a in your living quarters here, an apartment in Thomas Township, and use a little handheld here. So normally I'm a CW operator, but I gotta get work inside of my apartment. So I hope you copy. Not much activity generally on the repeaters, but I appreciate the call. Give me your name again, also. Go ahead, from KDA-CX. Howard, I believe you said KEAWX. Not quite sure there. This is WDA-NXL, Whiskey November 8, November X-ray, Lima. I know I got that wrong last time around. I turned the power up here a little bit to see if that helps. I have a 40-foot power up. You got a vertical on top of that, but unfortunately I'm kind of a low area, so I'm only probably about 20 feet above ground. And I have a long wire just for my HF stuff, which is not too bad. I just threw it up in the trees. It's off center dipole. It's good from like 80 meters to 10, I believe. So it tunes up pretty well. So I do some HF work. I'm mainly on the repeaters, local repeaters in Carroll, Michigan. I'm a member of Tuscola County Amateur Radio Association. So yeah, that's what's going on here. I just happen to be listening in scan mode. I keep telling my friends, you know, we got to turn the radios on and listen, or nobody can call in. Nobody's there to answer. Go ahead, WDANXL.
Yeah, WDANXL from KDHX. Yeah, copy's better now. Copy's better. So that was very good. Yeah, and I missed your name. But anyway, yeah, that's the bad thing about 2 meters. There's not much activity. I'm basically a CW operator. Been licensed as an artist in 1975, so. Yeah, I'm used to that by home I had for many years. I had a drill, but yeah, I gave up about 45 feet, and different dipoles and vertical also, so worked a lot of DX, worked out safe, had a great time. Here in the apartment and township, it's different. So, very good. Nice talking with you, and not going to hold it any longer, so yeah. Yeah, try to keep active on 2 meters, and maybe you'll get more people involved in the activity on 2 meters. Okay, back to you from Kilo Delta 8, Delta X-ray, DX.
Kilo Delta 8, Delta X-ray, I think I got that right. I'm not too good with call signs. Yeah, I'll let you go. I know how it is with, like, an apartment. You got to try the antenna, and then you have rules and regulations, so you try to mix things out. We've had some guys that actually use, the houses use the gutters for antennas, and it works pretty well for HF. So it's just kind of unusual things, or fences nearby, or, you know, a flower pot. They have a J-pole or something in there. So, yeah, you can hide those guys if you like. So it's good talking to you, and my name is Jim. So that's Jim in Carroll, Michigan, and WDANXL, and I'll be clear.
Well, thank you, Jim. Good. And, geez, I got some friends here, Carroll. They live out in the country on so many acres. So, nice area out there. 73 from Kilo Delta 8, Delta X-ray.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Cloudy. 81 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Cloudy. 81 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Cloudy. 79 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
KC8, YVF, Mobile.
KC8, YVF,
KC8, BOA. Good evening, Rick. How was your day?
Started off being a little productive, and then I ended up going out to Vassar, out to the kid's house. Didn't get much done after that.
Well, me as productive at work, now I'm just trying to get out of work. Trying to get out out onto Washington sometimes is a real pain. Yesterday I waited 7 minutes to get out of my street here at work out onto Washington. I thought they closed I-75 and were routing everybody off. There was that much traffic.
Yeah, but don't you make a right-hand turn when you come out of Wolf Road?
If I worked on Wolf Road, I would. I don't work on Wolf Road. I work on Nodular. The warehouse is one block down and to the north or south side of the street, so I have to make a left out.
Okay. Yeah, that would be a challenge then. Especially with all traffic going out 81.
Yeah, that's the worst I've ever had. I've waited 5 minutes before, but literally 7 minutes. I looked at my clock on the motorcycle when I pulled up there, and when I was able to pull out, it was a solid stream, nonstop, coming off the expressway and headed toward Carroll out there, and same thing the other way. I couldn't get either. I couldn't even make a right. I couldn't make a left. I finally got out there, but it was the worst it's been. But it's like that every night. Unless I leave at 5:30, a half hour late, then I can pretty much get right out. But right at 5 o'clock to about 10 after, it's not good.
Well, I can remember working in White Street there, and everybody would hurry up and make a scramble to get out, and a few of us would just sit back and have a coffee and go out 10 minutes later, and we'd get home the same time if we had just left the house right away. The difference was you had to wait for that school traffic to die down, and once the school traffic died down and everything else, you could get out fine, but kind of when the school traffic was getting out, you were just a mess.
Yeah, that's like in the morning when we had State Street to be able to go all the way down. I could have to wait to get out, make a left up there on State to get out. Probably have to wait, usually 2-3 light sequences to get out of there. Even sometimes to get to the turn lane to merge in. And so, yeah, if I would leave at 8 o'clock, I would get there at 20 after. If I leave at 10 to 8, I get there at 20 after because of the traffic, school traffic and that. So when school traffic, at least the first couple of weeks here, once it's back, I will have to leave, even earlier yet because all of the construction yet. I'll have to leave at almost 7, probably 6:45, 20 to 7 to get there by 8:15. So, yeah. I'm not looking forward to that.
Well, that could be as soon as next week here because I think some are starting back up.
Yeah, they do. My grandkids go back on the 25th out to Chesney. And they got news from the information, which they're not happy with. The kids aren't. They're going to be the first one on the bus. And the first one off the bus at night. Well, first one off the bus. Before, they were the last ones on in the morning and last ones off at night, which means they could sleep in a little longer. But they didn't get home to school got out at 3:30. They didn't get home to 4:30. Well, now they're going to be first, so they've got to be on the bus at 6:30 in the morning. But they'll be back home earlier, about an hour earlier then. But yeah, they got an hour bus ride in the morning.
Well, that's not fun. So, that's a change. That's a change. At least it's fair. First on, first off. That's good. Used to be first on, last off. And that wasn't good either.
Nope, not at all. And my wife is having another fun weekend. She has to babysit my daughter's house. The family and two of my son-in-law's friends headed to North Carolina for a car race down at Winston-Salem. They left at 3 a.m. this morning, had a 10-hour drive. None of their vehicles would fit the six people, so they had to rent a vehicle for the weekend, which is not going to be cheap. And they're going down to a racetrack that is the oldest NASCAR-sanctioned race in the U.S. It's at a track that essentially is a, well, it's a high school football field, and the track goes around the football field. So on Friday night, the football team plays football, and on Saturdays, there's a NASCAR race that goes around the track on the outside of the football field.
Well, that sounds interesting. Speaking of interesting, I went out 46 to Vassar today, and as I was going out to Vassar, a bunch of the Dragon Drive racers from Michigan Miles passed me on 46 turning on M83. Today was their day to race at Ubley, so when they got done with Ubley, then they had to take and drive the rest of the route and hit the checkpoints and stuff like that, and the next stop was Lapeer. And of course, Sunday they'll be, so that's for tomorrow, which will probably get rained out. And then Sunday, they have to go back to Michigan Motorplex in Stanton, Michigan to finish it up, so that would be interesting to see them run, but I'm not going to make it this year. KCBOA.
Well, that sounds interesting. So you ready for tomorrow night?
I got some testing to do yet on some of my equipment. I did find two microphone clips, but I'm not sure, HT clips, but I'm not sure if they're the right ones.
Okay, yeah, bring them along, find out. I told Mike I stopped by the restaurant, got everything squared away there. So our timeline should work perfectly, providing if we can stay to that timeline. But, getting everybody served and all of that stuff, the table set up and all that will be fine. We've got two extra tables that's in the room that we can put the giveaways on. And then Mike's got another smaller table to put that TV and video on for the photographs, so that should work fine. So we're looking pretty good for tomorrow. At least they're all ready for the wait staff. I asked them how long it would take to serve 42 people or to, you know, take the orders and get the orders out, and they said, oh, about 20 minutes. And I'm thinking, wow, okay. they must have a little extra crew on to handle it for tomorrow night. So we should be good there.
Yep, they do it. They do it. They do the same thing I think I was there at Thanksgiving one year. Or Easter. I think it was Easter. We were there at Easter one year. And they offered certain things just like what you got here, and that's how they did it, and it was pretty much everybody ate at the same time. It worked out well.
So we'll see how things work out. We got made a list out today of everything I got, things to bring for tomorrow, so I got to print that out. I made some additions to the agenda, try and cover everything as I thought of things in there, and that's why I needed a call sign so we can give the other people who were receiving the awards, other than just the name, we could give the call sign out as well, and I couldn't remember Scott's or Ed's call sign, so I knew they were on a sheet someplace. Mike had it handy, I just wasn't home to get it, so I could have got it later tonight, I guess. But we'll hopefully get that all taken care of. I did get a for my cameras, my GoPros, I have a couple of GoPros and I got a couple of tripods. And I was just going to Velcro them to the top. Well, I ordered some other things off my son-in-law's Prime account, so I ordered a package of the adapters so I can screw it onto my tripods, put the GoPros onto my tripods, so be a little more secure than sticking Velcro on them.
That it will be. That it will be. Yeah, I thought you had something like that. My action camera has came with the quarter 20 adapter, so I could actually put it to a tripod. So that's interesting. So, but I know my action camera, even though I've got a couple spare batteries, the size memory I can put in it will not record long enough to record an hour. So, and the last time I tried using it, I had problems with audio on it as well.
Yeah, my batteries wouldn't record an hour all-in-one either for either one of them. I got a GoPro 8 and a GoPro 9 that I use on the motorcycle. What I can do, what I normally do on the motorcycle, for the one in the back, I put the GoPro 8 on the back of the motorcycle, and I stick a battery bank in the side pocket and power that camera off a 20,000 milliamp hour battery bank. So that's things I got to charge up. So that one I can put on, I can Velcro it onto the stand and plug it into it and have that to run off the that bigger battery. That would last for an hour or so. And I'm going to use the GoPro sparingly. I've got a remote control for them so I can start both of them and stop them at the same time because that's what I use on the bike. And so that'll work that. So mics will be the main recorder to record the whole thing, and then the other cameras will be used sporadically or as needed a little bit, the wide-angle view and that stuff. So, and then I'll get some off, like I said, off my digital SLR-type camera and a little bit there. So we'll have enough video, we'll have enough pictures.
Yeah, I was looking primarily at the speakers, getting the guest speakers up there and so forth. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, we'll record that. Mike should record it. I think he said he can plug his in, if I remember correctly, or he had a battery bank or something. But mine would record enough time for, I think, for Joe's speech and at the end. So between multiple cameras, if somebody gets, you know, part of something and part of another, Tom should be able to, take different videos and mix those together. So I know I can do them on mine. I just haven't done that lately, so I'd have to refresh myself on the software. But we'll have it all covered in one means or another. If it's not one continuous, it'll be segments of the entire night from multiple cameras.
Oh, very good. Very good. All right. I've got mine to work on a little bit more. I've been going through a few things. I put a Blackmagic app on the phone. I can use one phone to control the other phone. And that works out that way, too. And getting the frame rate, I don't know where everybody's going to be recording at and so forth. Like I said, if I want to do YouTube, it has to be at 30 frames per second. So it all depends what we want to do there.
Yeah, well, I have to talk to Tom then as far as doing that, because I know in the software that I use, I can set what frame rates I want to take. So I can have 4K and 2K and different videos and in different levels and that, and probably got the same thing and record it at the final product at one range. So, yep, that should work out.
Yep. Although there is a problem with audio sometimes going from one frame rate to another. And that would be a concern.
Yeah, we'll have to see how that part works out. Yeah, I pulled the radios out that we got, that we ordered, those separate radios. They come with a complete composite. They had the radio, the 2200 milliamp battery, two antennas, USB charge cord, a microphone earplug combination, and a lanyard for all of them. So plus the battery clip, or the battery, the radio clip on it. So I didn't know what was in the kits exactly, but they came with everything. So yeah, for 38 bucks, that was pretty cheap for two radios with everything like that.
Yep, that it is. And at one time the price was down to $32 for two. So it depends. The Mini kind of caught on, and the Mini 5 really caught on, and the prices started going up, especially after they made some improvements.
Yeah, I got them all programmed too. I put the 2-4 repeater and all of, in the memory. I didn't put a name on them or anything, but I did put the 2-4 repeater. So anybody can just turn them on and let them roll.
Yep, they'll be up and running. So yes, those are programmed by Bluetooth, chirp, and manual entry. So they'll be able to program it in one of the three ways. So it works out.
Yeah, manual wasn't too bad, although they are kind of quirky. I got the frequency in, and then I put in the split and saved it, and it says, okay, you know, setting saved, and I'd go back, and it wasn't saved. I'd put it in a second time, and it would save it the second time. I'd put in the direction and save it to the plus side, and go back and look, and it didn't save, even though it said, you know, that it had saved. You know, setting saved. So I had to basically do every setting twice to do it. I don't know why, but I went through and put all the settings in all at once. It's okay after that. It said the setting was safe, and then I would go back and look, and none of them had saved. So I did it a second time, and it went through. Some quirk in that.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know. I did it with chirp, so I didn't have any issues. The issue I had was getting chirp to work on my computer and recognize that radio. So if chirp would work on Windows 10 to program it, but not Windows 11. Don't ask me why. It might be a driver issue in my Windows 11 computer. That's what I'm thinking it is. But went to Windows 10 and was able to program with chirp, no problem.
Yeah, I got 11 on. I never really had good luck with chirp. There were several radios that supposedly could be programmed from that, and I couldn't get any of them to work. It would never recognize the radio. But yet I could take the software designed for that radio, and it worked perfectly fine. So it wasn't a driver issue or that. It was something. So I always had a problem. But I did get 11 to work with it. I programmed couple of my other radios with chirp that I didn't have. I got some radios, HTs, that the software that I have is made for an older, and it's like on floppy drive or whatever, which when I went to Windows 11, the new computers don't have even CD drives on them anymore. So some software I didn't have available really anymore for that platform. And chirp work with it, which was first time I got it to work. So, all right, Rick, I just pulled in the driveway. Thanks for the ride along. We will see you tomorrow night. I will told Mike I'll be there about 4:30 or so we can get the table set up, get the gifts laid out. He can get his TV and that set up, and we can be ready to greet people at 5 o'clock when people start coming. And I know people will be there earlier. They'll start wandering in before that point. KC8YVF.
Okay, looking forward to seeing you tomorrow night. KC-YBF, KC-BOA.
Kilo 8, Kilo Charlie India, Jack, you out there?
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 79 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 79 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 77 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 75 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 72 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 72 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.